it got real bad because the morale was, you know, down. Was it, you know, we'd seen it coming. We knew it was going to happen, and we saw it coming. You see, Rock Island filed for bankruptcy in 1975, March the 1st, 1975. I'll never forget that. It took them, and they wanted to close up right then, but the federal judge, the bankrupt judge, would not let them do it because they were making too much money. And so the judge says no, and they were serving too many people. 13 states, I think it was, that it ran through, and something like 10 or 11,000 employees. So we knew it was eventually coming. I started telling my people then, look, get out of debt. You know, don't go out and soak yourself for a new truck and stuff like this. You know, make what you got work, because I don't know when it's coming, but it's coming. We went to work and giving the best service we could to the public, so the public would go to Interstate Commerce and say, don't let this railroad shut down, you know. But it was destined to do it, like I said a while ago. I feel like now. I got no proof of this or nothing, but I feel like it was. Since it was destined to shut down, then all we did was just prolong the life of it, because the people kept filing, you know, with Interstate Commerce, don't let them shut down these small towns and that depended on the railroad. You know, truckers don't like to mess around with partial loads and all this sort of stuff, you know. Another thing, too, the general public don't recognize is that you got so many trucks on the road now that you can't only drive on the freeways. But it takes about 13 tractor-trailer rigs to haul one boxcar load of stuff. And so when you put 100 boxcars load of material, a load of merchandise on a train and send it to Memphis, he's hauling 1,300 tractor-trailer rigs worth of merchandise. But anyway, and that's what small towns and manufacturers and so forth was up against, you know, and they knew what was going to happen whenever that they were going to either go out of business or really be hurting for transport. But we saw it happening, and like I said, I talked to my boys about getting out of debt and so forth, and of course then it came up, but then they set a date. When they set the date, that's when the thing really started going downhill. And of course, see, there were some mergers involved in this five-year span, nearly 5 years, March the 1st, December 31st, 1980. In this five-year span where Rock Island was going to merge with the Southern Pacific came over and inspected everything. The maintenance people had let it slide, upkeep, they let it slide until the Southern Pacific said, oh, it'll cost too much to put it back in shape. So they didn't want it. They talked about merger with a couple of other railroads, and about the same thing happened there. Because while the merger thing was going to talk about, because you don't merge in 90 days in a company like this, you know, it takes 2 or 3 years to merge. And during this time, Rock Island Railroad would not put any money into repair of tracks and equipment and stuff like this to amount to anything. So, if you don't have a railroad, I'm talking about tracks and cross ties and so forth, if you don't have that, you don't have a railroad. Period. That's it. I mean, that's the key. And they just sat out there and let them cross ties rot away, and we had wreck after wreck after wreck after wreck. We had cars laying on the side all along the railroad track where they said, just don't even pick them up, just leave them there. Just clear the main line and rebuild this part of the track and leave them there. And so it was bad. It was bad. People knew their jobs were gone. And we had over 300 men in biddle shops at that time. And I don't forget, I was the one who had to cut them off. It was my job to make out the list, according to seniority, to cut them off. You know, when you start posting a bulletin up there that's got 100 names on it, no job, gone, that's bad. That's 100 families. It's tough to do that. And I had to bring it down until there's only 12 left. I was one of them 12. And like I said, a cotton belt came up and operated 90 days. When they wouldn't let a cotton belt in there, then I put the bulletin up to cut myself off. us 12.
That's rough.
So, yeah, it was bad. It was really bad. And when we get together sometimes, and we have a gathering just, it's usually in September of every year over Sherwood Forest over here, Sylvan Hills, out of Sylvan Hills. Mm-hmm. And we get started talking about things like that. Well, I feel a damper on the crowd, you know, because you just start kind of feeling bad again, you know. Everybody didn't have, like myself, and then the last 12 did. We all had enough years in to retire. We had to take a reduction in our retirement because we weren't 65 years old. See, I was 49 years old. So I had to take a reduction in retirement to get my pension. But I knew what I was going to do. But some of them boys didn't have anything else to turn to. That's all they'd ever done in their life. And Missouri Pacific hired a bunch of Rock Island people. I had railroads call me from all over the country. I placed a bunch of people out in New Mexico. Placed people all over Texas. Over here at Memphis for the Illinois Central. And some went to Nebraska up around Omaha. And they would call me and say, look, we're looking for this, 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 and this, you know, men who can do these things, you know. Well, I that's one thing about it. Up until the people we hired the last 3 years, I'll say, was well-trained men. Now, the last 3 years, those men was just off the street. We taught them what we could as quick as we could, and you know, and because we had a project going that we needed the men to work with, you know. It was kind of difficult those last 3 years just because of these men off the street that did not have the time, the privilege to go through a training program. But the rest of the guys had gone through a training program, and the other railroads wanted them. They picked them up. Everybody that would go, they picked them up.
Do you ever go out there where the track's taken?
Yeah, uphill? I have a few times. Just for one purpose only, just to go look. My wife and I will get in the car and we'll head west up Highway 10 because Rock Island goes right along with Highway 10, you know, mm-hmm. into Oklahoma out there. And we'll go all the way up through there and go up there somewhere and have lunch and then come back. I used to stop and eat a lot when I was on the road at Danville. There was a restaurant in Danville that was owned by an old gentleman up there that was served great food, and we'd usually stop and eat lunch there. My wife and I would. Yeah, I go west, east sometimes, and I've been all the way down to Alexander, Louisiana. Rock Island went all the way down through there. I see some of the towns doing well. Towns like Ola, even Danville's doing well. They have some industry there and so forth. But some of the smaller towns that I see along the way is kind of dried up a lot. See, Boonville, Arkansas. Boonville's a pretty fair-sized town. Was back then, anyway, and it still is, too. But Boonville lost some industry because the railroad was gone. It's a, you know, page of history that's just closed up. And I remember when Rock Island celebrated its 110th anniversary. And we all picked up some relics of different things, you know, when we left there. Those of us have been there for a long time. The new guys, they didn't care, you know. But those of us that come there young and stayed there all these years, well, we picked up. Management didn't care. I mean, it's all going to scrap anyway. And we had a big auction down there the week after we closed up completely on the 31st. We had a big auction down there. We auctioned off everything down there. And except what some of the men wanted, or just, you know, just one odds and ends that the men picked up just for a sake, keepsake. But I hate to see it shut up because it was a good business, good railroad and all this, but it was just destined to go.